All right, so we've got Rachel here.
Hi.
Make sure you speak clearly enough into the thing.
Hi.
Are these on?
Yeah, they're on.
We got Ryan here.
Hey, everybody.
Ryan. And we are going to talk about dirt bags tonight.
Yes.
And what is this in honor of you?
This is in honor of, you wanted me to grow weird facial hair that made me look like a dirt bag. Because I've been saying that was like funny for a while.
Turns out it's just awesome.
Well.
Look at that. Isn't that sweet?
It's
I like it.
It's pretty bad.
You gotta do that too, dude. You could totally do that. You got enough.
I looked pretty ridiculous before. I actually had half a beard.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, no, but it's but that's not even dirt bag. That's just
Anyway, so the theme today, which we kind of made up on the fly, we were gonna do crime movies, and we'll get back to that at some point, and maybe I'll finally watch Heat again. So the theme today is films where the protagonist is some form of an unlikable character, I guess.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be the protagonist. Just memorable dirt bags in movies.
And there's a wider range than you would think. You would think possibly just the traditional one, like I might resemble right now with my unkempt look. Or, but there's also, Gordon Gekko is kind of a dirt bag.
Yeah, you don't have to just have facial hair to be a dirt bag.
Or have it at all.
You could just, for instance, are you saying you have facial hair? What are you saying?
No, I just don't know who that person is.
Oh, it's from Wall Street.
Okay.
Michael Douglas.
Mr. Catherine Zeta-Jones. Okay. For instance, an example of this type of dirtbag we're talking about is Rachel. You had a suggestion when I mentioned this theme to you. Who to you is the ultimate dirtbag in a movie?
The fiance on Titanic.
Billy Zane.
Sure.
Okay. And what about him struck you as dirtbaggish? What kind of dirtbaggery was he engaged in?
He was mean to his woman.
Okay.
But smacked her around a little bit.
If that's a dirtbag, then we're all kind of in trouble, aren't we?
What?
I'm just kidding.
I hope not.
How many dirtbags have you gone out with in your life?
Wow. Let's see. At least three.
So maybe we can talk about this in a more conceptual, like, personal level.
Well, I just want to set the stage here because I want them to realize that them, meaning these guys.
Listeners.
Yes, and these guys.
Okay, our guests.
Sure.
Remember, hospitable. We have guests.
We have guests right here tonight.
We invited people.
Guest hosts.
They're taking time out of their busy schedule to do this.
Very busy schedules.
They're getting paid or anything like that. You know, they might get a little bit of fame.
A little bit of fame.
They like to come back. And I certainly can appreciate having the extra talent pool and the resources.
Talent, yes. Yes. That's something we've been short on for a while.
Indeed.
Until I came along.
Here's what I think. Ian looks like a dirtbag. I am a dirtbag. Rachel's dated dirtbags. What do you have to say about the subject, Ryan? You gotta lean in a little closer, too, if you're going to talk.
Well, I think there's a lot of women that are dirtbags.
Hey, that's an interesting concept.
That would actually lead to our Gone Baby Gone review.
That would, actually. Yes, that's true. Can you think of any movies where a female dirtbag... What kind of movie would you think that you could actually apply the term dirtbag to a woman in?
Can I kick in?
Yeah, go ahead. Anytime.
Ever After. I don't keep coming up with chick flicks, but the stepmother
totally
in there.
Okay, so
the
Cinderella story, you think the wicked stepmother is a dirtbag.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't think that the phrase dirtbag applies at all to, like, a sort of unkempt appearance? Like, for instance, Ian?
It's a type of dirtbag, I suppose.
So you agree that there are different castes and...
Yes.
Stratas of dirtbaggery. Sexy Beast has a dirtbag in it. That's a movie, sorry.
Who?
The point of the podcast. I would say that they were all dirtbags in it.
Really? Even Stone?
Yeah, reformed. A reformed dirtbag. It's pretty sleazy. He's all
so
tame.
Criminals now.
Yeah,
definitely,
but...
every respect are considered... You
that's the thing, is it's a wide blanket phrase.
It can be.
It's a pretty wide blanket phrase.
I think we should work on defining it a little
bit. We definitely should.
Because I don't think it... I think it really has a lot to do with... I think there's got to be a physical side to it.
Okay, Rachel.
Dirt means
what?
Physical.
What's your definition of dirtbag? Let's try to define this.
In order to keep it like it's an effective insult that specifically targets something. Otherwise, it's too generic. It's too general. It doesn't mean anything. It loses its power.
Because if it's just a bad guy, that doesn't work. So you for instance, you use Billy Zane, and Billy Zane's character is kind of a dirtbag in that. Except for he's a very foppish, classy one with his...
refined and elegant.
Yeah. His brandy and cigars.
Yeah, brandy and cigars.
Nothing's better than that.
That dirtbag. So what exactly about him strikes you as dirtbaggish?
His eyes. He has evil eyes.
So he's condescending. He looks down on people.
Uh-huh. He is a selfish prick.
Okay. Selfishness.
And he thinks, obviously selfish people think more of themselves than anyone else. And he looks at his woman as a object, not a...
objectifies
wonderful
women.
Okay. Flower that she is.
A wonderful flower. Okay. I think that if you have... It's just hard because I can totally see what you're saying with him, and I think that that's actually a good... he's a good description of everything that you'd think about a dirtbag, mm-hmm. except for his look.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's why it's a good... That's when you told me over the phone, I was like, you know...
Yeah, that is a good one. That is a really good one. I think that my... Like, if I just visualize the word dirtbag, I think of someone... Ian, you brought up a movie where... the dirtbag gets the girl, if you want to talk about that.
Bites.
Okay.
Yes.
Ethan Hawke's character in that is absolute, I think, perfect definition of what you would call a dirtbag.
Sits around a lot. Being ironic and knowing things about
and
philosophers.
For some reason, I always think of
knowledge makes him
I think of like straggly facial hair, and I think of like flannel shirts for some reason. I always.
It was that time,
What about. Oh, Maverick and. He was gambling. It was
The one with Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
And Jodie Foster.
Yeah. Maverick.
James Garner.
Yeah.
He was more of a swindler, right? He was more of a scoundrel.
He's more of a scoundrel.
There you go.
He was
a dirty rotten scoundrel.
He was a rascal.
He's lovable. He does things by his own rules. Maybe he's operating in that anti-hero gray area. You know, he might transport bad stuff for Jabba, but in the end, he's still gonna help people out. So the scoundrel is definitely different than the dirtbag. I want to make note of that.
He hid in his notes.
A dirtbag has sleazier intentions. A scoundrel is just mostly
self-centered, though.
But Han Solo is self-centered,
he takes
and
his
he's
money and he runs,
right. But
he
he's being playful, and it never once in his whole thing is he being like.
No formality.
I don't know who you're talking about.
His treatment. You don't know Han Solo?
Harrison Ford.
Okay.
Han Solo.
Okay. Okay.
Three.
I know who Harrison Ford is.
Okay. There you go.
He was great in The Fugitive.
He was kind of like a pirate that was a bad guy, but he was pretty much a good guy in the story because it's about imperialism.
I've thought of Job from Arrested Development as a dirtbag.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because he.
All the characters on. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
They're dirtbags, yeah.
Every one of them.
And they also, they help with their image because a lot of them, well, Mac especially usually has kind of scroungy facial hair.
Yeah, and Charlie.
And he slicks his hair back, which is also kind of gross. Can I help you here? Why are you touching my stuff and looking around the corner and things like that?
I was just confused as to why your laptop is up since it's not connected to the microphones. Are you looking up things?
I just like to,
occasionally it's good to have him... readily available to access the World Wide Web for...
The World Wide Web.
I'll see if he's looking up scoundrels or dirtbags or anything.
That's such not a bad idea.
Dirtbags are more... Is it more of a physical
I think so. I think because, you've got dirt in the term. So, if you break it down and do pure etymology here, not to be confused with one that studies bugs.
So the Titanic guy, can he be... Is he more of a scoundrel then, since he is very clean-cut?
Because a scoundrel generally doesn't have evil intentions.
Yeah,
a scoundrel is it's like playfully annoying with things. Like a scoundrel is someone who's messing things up, but just because
he's the
that's
bad
the
guy
way.
That the girl will fall in love with, as opposed to the bad guy that the girl needs to get away from.
The dirtbag is someone who's no good for the situation.
No good.
Oh no!
You better not. I think Sam Rockwell. He's a dirtbag. Yeah, anything he's in, he's a dirtbag. I think that.
Come on in.
Yeah, the more the merrier. Let's get. We, too bad we don't have like 12 mics.
Good. How are you?
We're gonna do a segment with you here in a bit.
Before you even tell him what the definition is, ask him what he thinks his definition.
Gonna.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're all the same. We're on the same page. Yeah, me and you. Me and Ian.
Yeah.
We're like this.
We flow. Mm-hmm. We communicate with words, and it makes sense. Okay, Austin. So we're talking about sort of bad characters, generally bad protagonists. In films, people or characters that are maybe antagonists, also that might be considered like dirtbags. Those that type of character,
right,
in a movie. And sometimes they're good guys, sometimes they're bad guys. But they're so. What would you say is the definition of what fits a character being that kind of mentality?
Like what I think about like a good character, bad character.
Sure. Basically, it's. You know, maybe it's like if the movie's about drug dealers and the main character's a drug dealer, and maybe he's kind of a skeezy pimp drug dealer, that's kind of a dirtbag.
Right.
So, but is it? I mean, as opposed to a character like Gordon Gekko in Wall Street, who is, you know, he's slick and he's cool, but he's sort of a bad guy too.
Right.
I mean, how would you clarify? Because you could make it mean anything, and then it means nothing.
Right.
You know, if it's too opened up.
There's no right or wrong answer here.
We believe in the scientific method here on the Futile Podcast.
When you said that, I thought of Johnny Depp from Blow.
Yeah, that's a good one. Johnny Depp does sort of have that dirtbag look.
He'll be so sexy when he's a pirate.
And then there's that.
And he is a dirtbag in that movie.
That's true.
The one the girl needs to get away from but just can't. Because even with his bad teeth and dreads, he's dead sexy.
What are you
going
to do?
Obviously go for the dead sexy pirate.
Well, now there's Mel Gibson in Braveheart. He was kind of a bad guy, but
what?
Yet a good guy.
When was he ever a bad guy?
Because he was killing people.
He was violent.
He's not a dirtbag.
Okay, so let's get back to the theme at hand. Discussing and defining and delineating dirtbags from scoundrels, from hustlers, from players, if that's even possible.
No.
What's the same? What's the Venn diagram of these things look like? Where's that little intersection?
I think, simply put, the dirtbag is I think people are looking at this too much. Dirtbag is like the sleazy, dirty guy who's trying to get laid and get some extra cash on the side and doesn't care if he loses any friends in the process.
A user, a waster of people.
What would you say about Travis Bickle in Taxi Driver?
That's pretty close to a dirtbag.
Denzel Washington in Training Day. Is that
a
dirtbag?
I think that might be a dirtbag. He's
But he has like three girlfriends, right?
He's got two at least,
and he's running drugs.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But at the same time, he's also very.
No, that's not mince. That's a dirtbag. Travis Bickle's a little more of an interesting concern because he's a loner, so he doesn't really do like what Rachel was talking about, which I think is a very critical thing.
That's
to
true.
Dirtbag. He's not. There's never really a chance for him to be self-centered. He isn't in any real relationships. I mean, there's that thing with Sybil Shepherd, which is just sort of awkward and strange. But in the end, that isn't really very significant, at least as far as I consider the film. And then he does the sort of quote-unquote noble thing to get Jodie Foster out of the pimp situation, Harvey Keitel.
Harvey Keitel's a dirtbag in
Harvey
that
Keitel,
one.
Harvey Keitel, yeah.
So would you define Travis Bickle as a good guy, as a protagonist, or...
Well, that's the thing, is that sometimes a dirtbag can be...
don't have to always be the good guy.
Right.
I mean, generally, the protagonist, by definition, is just the leader, the one that furthers the narrative. It can be the bad guy in a story. And I don't mean to be sexist when I say guy.
You are a sexist, though, whether or not you mean to be.
Well, I'm a dirtbag right now, so I'm playing
yeah.
part.
So what about Ben Stiller in Dodgeball?
Okay.
That's a dirtbag.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What about Mickey and Mallory?
Okay, so Woody Harrelson. Yeah, they're dirtbag. They're both. That's a female.
But another thing is, I don't think you always think of a dirtbag as someone who's dangerous to other people.
Yeah,
always.
Yeah, the psychotic thing is kind of
because
where it starts to cross over.
Where you cross over to someone who's going to like just murder people. I don't know if you can necessarily say it's a
dirtbag. They have a little more passion. A dirtbag doesn't have a lot of passion. A dirtbag is like Brad Pitt in True Romance.
Yeah.
Sitting there with the honey thing.
More worthless. More worthless than anything else. Yeah. I think with comedies, it's interesting that you can have a dirtbag as a main character. We were talking about Big Lebowski last week. That the main character in that is somebody who's completely worthless and a waste on to society, a drain on society. And he fits the physical description.
But not really, because he just sort of does his own thing. How does Lebowski actually drain society? I think that the other Lebowski is probably more
he's,
of a drain.
I know, but he's on... He's presumably on welfare, which he actually isn't. They cut out of the script to explain that he actually got his money from he was heir to the patent to the Rubik's Cube, and they cut it out of the final version because they decided it was better if you just didn't know how he lived.
Care.
Yeah,
kind of like a Kramer kind of character.
What about William H. Macy in Fargo? I'd say he's a dirtbag.
But I don't know. See, it's hard because.
He fits into what is sort of a, I mean, gosh, there should be a, he's like a Claude. He's like a old-time film noir protagonist, like Fred McMurray in Double Indemnity. He's just sort of an idiot who gets suckered into a situation, and, you know, he wants the money, he wants the situation to be better. He's going to try to pull one over. I mean, he doesn't murder his wife. He tries to set up a situation to get some money from... Her dad. That's
not expecting it to go.
Yeah, not expecting it to go that bad. So he's willing to commit crime to a certain point, but not to another one. I wouldn't forgive that. How you doing, Rachel?
Excellent.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you gonna have your martini now, Zach?
I think I will make a martini in a moment here.
Okay, fantastic.
Anyway, Ian, what I was going to say was we have more guests in this room than we do listeners.
Yeah,
so
it's very possible.
I'm sure, Ian, you had some probably better things than I did to say about some of this stuff. So if you would like to kick us off here with a more detailed talk about... the thing I want to talk about is less about dirtbags and more about the idea of protagonist.
That's
the protagonist thing.
We've already talked about anti-heroes and we talked about... like revisionist westerns and things, but this is a definitely. I think a dirtbag protagonist can work fine in a comedy if their character arc puts them in a position where they go from say being unemployed and selfish to being thoughtful
it's
and gainfully.
It's kind of the comedy version of the anti-hero thing. For a lot of
when it's not a cynical dark thing, I've got a couple examples of films where, or at least one.
Hit me with
it's
them.
Very cynical. Have you seen the one with Matt Dillon? It's called like Factorium or something.
No.
It's just about a guy who's a total dirtbag. He just goes through having like kind of half jobs. He thinks he's a writer, so he tries to write a little bit, and the whole thing is just him having excuses for why he can't get up in the world and things, and he ends up finding some lady that he kind of hangs out with a little bit. And it's really like after I was done watching it, I felt like I really wasted 2 hours because the story was like I think in the end he got sick or. He got kicked out of an apartment, and the piece of mail came that said something he wrote got published, and he never got to know that it got published. And so,
I see.
It's the whole story of the struggling artist that is also interesting.
I think that more interesting to me, because it's kind of something where the dirtbag is like kind of. Innately interesting because it's so obviously flawed.
Yeah.
The character is so obviously flawed that you can see right away that this guy has to work to win us over, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it gives you a lot of opportunity for comedy and any other sort of emotion you can throw into the thing. And I think what's interesting is that the opposite is so prevalent in protagonists, which is there's a lot of movies that have a completely bland, ineffectual protagonist that and it's the straight man, but it's done so much that everyone around it is then becomes the comic foil or anything else. For instance, we just watched Idiocracy earlier, and Luke Wilson is the most bland, boring. Like, you don't care about him in the least in the entire thing, which is fine for
it's
comedy.
It's sort of a relativity issue. Yeah. You care so little about everyone else in that movie that by default you're following him, so you're identifying
Caddyshack. Caddyshack's biggest problem is that the main guy,
Danny,
is completely it's completely worthless, and we don't care about him in the least bit. He's not interesting at all. He's not funny. It's a comedy, and he's not funny at all.
I don't know, though. There is that part where he's
talking to him. Don't argue with me.
And it's kind of like the whole class thing, and so you kind of root for him.
It is the class.
He's the underdog, kind of.
You know, there's problems with Caddyshack in terms of that thing, the slobs versus snobs thing.
Yeah.
And the problem is with that is that the main two slobs on the slob side are filthy rich, which
it's Chevy Chase
and Rodney Dangerfield. They may be a little classless, but they're both extremely stinking wealthy, and so it's like kind of like, you know, it's
They treat people well, and that's the difference, I think, is that, you know, just because you have money doesn't mean you should treat people badly.
Sure. Okay. You ever seen The Girl Next Door?
Horrible movie.
But yeah, I actually have. I think my friend's like, yeah, we gotta go rent this. It's really funny.
It wasn't that funny. It's got. But the thing is that Emil Hirsch, who's in that new movie about the Into the Wild, mm-hmm. He is the protagonist in that, and he's this totally boring, nice.
You feeling all right there?
Why don't you have some more rum? Totally boring, nice guy, and there actually is a character who constantly plays a dirtbag in it. Mm-hmm. The pornographer is Timothy Oliphant, who looks like one in Deadwood. Office Space.
Yeah.
Ron Livingston's character would kind of fit into this totally boring protagonist until he has his little hypnotism thing happen.
He also has the dirtbag thing because he has the sort of selfish, but the I'm better than everybody else here. I just don't care. He's not part of the solution.
Right.
He's not trying to like improve the company.
Well,
he's trying to go over the head of his lame boss, Lumberg.
That's where that movie has more depth with the main character than Idiocracy did, because Idiocracy has none of that in that main character. It's just some schmuck who gets tossed
into
the future.
It's really just one joke for an hour and a half. And,
It's still very funny. I think it's one of those really fatally flawed films that still kind of works. It's just interesting to me.
What do you think of Idiocracy, Rachel? You watched that today with us. We're sitting here watching it.
It was interesting.
Did you like it? What would you give it out of a letter grade?
I'm going
to
give it a C-. Because
it
passes, but it's not the best I've seen.
I think with movies, though, you can't. Okay.
There you go. That's for
anything. Usually my C- is something that's just below passable with a movie grade. I understand that in actual grading terms, that anything...
That's what we were doing, actual grading terms.
Okay. Do you want to do your pitch?
You do my pitch.
Yeah.
Okay. So today, early today, my brother, Seth, you're listening. How you doing, Seth? You okay? You're probably asleep right now. Okay.
You're still bluffing a lot at poker?
Oh, so wait, his brother's name is Seth, too?
Yeah, my brother's also named Seth.
My brother is the, I don't know, he's kind of a dirtbag.
You're
kind of a dirtbag, Seth. I mean, you know you can pull it off well better than I can. You got the musician and the artist thing, too. So, yeah, you definitely, you play it. Okay, but, so Seth told me today, every time he looks at me, he starts to laugh now because I've got the stupid facial hair.
Yeah.
And so today he's looking at me and I got the hat on. You know, and he's like, you look like a drug dealer. And I'm like, no, I look like a fisherman. He's like, you look like a fisherman drug dealer. So then I'm like, there's the pitch. Okay, so here's the pitch. It's about a fisherman. It's like, if you've seen that show on Discovery Channel called The Deadliest Catch? It's
yes.
About the guys in
it's
the Bering Strait. Yeah,
yeah.
Hardcore. It's kind of like, so there's these fishermen in Bering Strait, and it's Kevin Costner is the main guy, and his brother's played by, I don't know, it could be like
Sam Rockwell. Okay.
I was gonna say Shiloh.
It could be that too. That's his son.
Shiloh Buff.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
And he's a good, honest guy. He tries to be good and honest. But the fish are just not coming in, and the government regulations are getting really intense. And his brother Sam Rockwell gets involved with like the Russian / like Japanese mafia, because it's all Bering Strait, you know. And
yeah. Right.
There's Russia and there's Japan and all that stuff up there, right? And he ends up becoming a drug runner up there in his boat. Instead of catching fish, he goes out and he meets a group, and they bring like, you know, a couple kilos of heroin or something back, and they do the Aleutian Islands or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually things get dark and everything else. Mm-hmm. And it becomes kind of a dirtbag. Kevin Costner's a dirtbag in this movie.
Okay.
But about a good fisherman that then becomes a bad guy because of government regulations. And what are you going to do?
I couldn't see Kevin Costner as ever being a dirtbag, though. He always has some sort of...
Sam Rockwell will be the dirtbag. Okay. Kevin Costner will be the one that like, is kind of likable. So,
right.
So that's my pitch. So,
I like the Kevin Costner idea better.
I just don't think he can pull off a dirtbag.
He is a dirtbag.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's my pitch. I'm just going to make this up off the top of my head.
Do you know him personally?
Here's my pitch. Kevin Costner's...
Great eyes. You really...
Okay. Here's my pitch.
Eyes.
Kevin Costner is a fisherman, right? Sam Rockwell's his brother. Shia LaBeouf's his son.
Mm-hmm.
He goes into the Aleutian Islands area. Kevin Bacon is his mother. Are all
they
fishermen.
Find me, right? Because if you're going to take my story, you have to put me into it.
Excuse me, this is my thing. This is my pitch. This is how the pitching process works. If I was listening to The Door, I could just change it a little bit. Because here's what you were missing. A talking dog. They have a talking dog on their ship. And
that
this dog. And this dog has...
If you're going to spit soda, aim...
The talking dog has a special ability. It can talk to fish. So
it's like Aqua Dog?
A little bit. So
Zach's movie's called Aqua Dog.
So they've got this problem, right? They've got this problem where they can't get enough fish because the fish aren't biting. And then they get in debt to the Russian-Japanese
mafia. I love
how
you just said biting, like you were an Okie or something.
I mean biting. And so this dog is one day comes up to Kevin Costner, and he wakes up and the dog says, "Hey, buddy, I know that you had a problem." And he freaks out because he thinks he's hallucinating. He thinks he was too drunk. He dumps all this liquor overboard. The dog keeps falling around, though, talking to him. And then, this is stupid. Let's just stop this. I have a terrible pitch.
I think that they're pirates. Maybe they're drunk on rum because they're pirates.
Pirates are awesome.
Hey, Brock. Hey, Brock, if pirates are real, does that mean Santa Claus? It's like all bets are off, right?
Yes.
Pirates are real.
Venture Brothers.
I know.
Oh, I have a good reality show dirtbag.
Go for it.
The Hills, Spencer, Heidi's fiance.
Yeah.
He is for sure a dirtbag, and he has that little like peach fuzz. He calls a beard.
The flesh colored beard.
It's disgusting.
You know what
ridiculous.
Though? What's interesting though is that that Justin Bobby looks more like a dirtbag on that show, and the way he acts, the way he treats Audrina.
Uh huh.
Is really interesting because he does the thing where like she says something, he's like, and like looks the other direction, like he's not into her at all.
Mm-hmm.
Do girls really like? Are there girls who really like do that sort of thing?
We were actually discussing this the other day. For some reason, women do seem to be attracted to the man who pays the least amount of attention.
Because it's like mysterious. And like unattainable, is that the reason why?
Let me give you an. I guess
board.
I think it's like for me. I know it's kind of like a challenge to win the one who's
challenge.
Paying less attention.
Okay.
The one that seems difficult, complex.
Mm-hmm. I love the challenge, the fight.
It's like a form of entertainment. Then you don't take it as seriously, probably, right?
Well, I
like
take it seriously.
It's like defeating a lock. It's
yeah,
like a
pretty
lock.
Much. Mm-hmm.
And then
like breaking into the safe.
So that's sort of a way that. Females would maybe objectify certain males then. Oh, you know what? That guy's something to be defeated. Something to be
mm-hmm.
broken down, right?
I guess.
Did they ever show on that show how the whole Justin Bobby thing began? She didn't start pursuing him. He obviously like came on to her. Right?
I have no idea.
I assume that's how it happened because she doesn't seem like the type of person. She's one of those really prim and proper fake Hollywood chicks that has to like... I mean, that always has to be a situation where the guy approaches them first, because it has to be like something very proper. It seems like they all follow rules.
You could approach and still be apathetic. You could be like, "Here's a number, kind of interested."
Does he speak all slack-jawed and muttering like that?
Pretty much.
And if not, it's cool.
Like just actually.
If not, it's cool. That's what you do.
Two nights ago, there was an episode on where he. They were at some like after party of a band that wasn't signed yet or whatever, but they were getting big. And one of the band members was really into Audrina, but they're not calling each other boyfriend and girlfriend or anything yet. And he could tell that something was going on between Justin Bobby and Audrina. And so he, being the nice young gentleman he is, approached Justin Bobby and said, "Is Audrina what's going on with you guys? Is she available for me to ask out? And he, instead of just being like, no, I'm with her, he was like, she's a good girl. She's a good, really good girl. Like, yeah, and pretty much saying, like, you're not going to get laid tonight, and I'm not going to give you the okay, but I'm not going to tell you we're together.
So, yeah, reality shows are replete with the people that I think are portraying.
They're mostly dirtbags.
I don't know if there are that many actual bad guys in real life. I think that's how they create.
There definitely is that many bad guys in real life, trust me. Even in this small little county, it's very depressing. It is too bad for the world.
I guess my solution to dealing with dirt bags and bad people is to just put them in a position where they have to either admit that that's the way they're being or to just not deal with them.
Tiger, it's the cream of the
forest. I see the new